In this segment of our WCDO Canoe Regatta interviews, I have the pleasure of speaking with Dick Davies, regatta historian, past chairman, past regatta announcer as people have crossed the finish line, regatta museum curator, if you will, and so many other positions that I'm sure I'm forgetting about, but now a part of the 2013 Regatta Hall of Fame inductees. Dick, you've been pretty busy during the years.
Yes, it's been lots of fun. I've had lots of good help, a terrific wife, and it's been more fun than work, that's for sure. If you didn't enjoy it, you couldn't do it.
Why did this event appeal to you like this, for you to be so involved? I mean, you're there, you've done so many different things for the event, and you've taken such an interest and a love of it. Why do you think this over anything else?
It started when I was asked to be in a relay team the very first year that they had relays. I had never been in a canoe before. I had never really gone down to the river doing an awful lot of fishing or anything like that, because I'd just moved to the area a little while before that, and it just was so beautiful. I just fell in love with it. It was just so enjoyable to get away, and practice time was fun, and it just grew from there.
And so you decided, you know what, I'm going to help this event not only grow, but, you know, they need volunteers. And
yes, I paddled 3 years in the first three relay races and heard the call that they needed help. And I went down, and I was the first person, other than Ed Rowley, probably, that wasn't from Bainbridge, to even volunteer for the committee. And so my first job was selling ads for the program, and it grew from there.
Did you start keeping your own records?
Well, I was quite a few years into it before I started keeping the records. They were certainly available, but not kept in any one place. In the newspapers, the Tri-Towns and that sort of thing had articles. Really, I became more interested in the history when Evie and Dave Price came up with the 700 Mile Club and started doing research on that. And that led me to say, you know, and I've always been a saver, so I had a few things, and it just grew from there.
What makes people come back so often, do you think?
I think a lot of it is the same thing I do, that you enjoy the river. You have to. It's just wonderful to be out there, and it certainly keeps everybody in shape. I think competition is still very tough. The thing that saddens me a little bit is I don't think we get enough people saying, you know what, I'm going to get in shape and try to do the 70-miler, because it is still a long, tough, hard thing to do, and people just don't seem to want to get into that like I did or many others around here. Gosh, La Monica's done it 41 times. Women have done it 30 times and so forth. It must not be that difficult. Try it just once.
Yeah. The largest group of people, numbers-wise, is the number one, meaning the amount of times they've done it, right?
Yeah, I'm one of those. I did it once.
Well, let's talk about the time you did it. You wound up having a great race with somebody that people have heard of.
I raced the relay for 3 years and made up my mind that I wanted to try the 70-miler. There was no C1s back then, and I really thought I wanted to try to get in good enough shape to challenge for the amateur part of the race. And I needed somebody that really wanted to train, so I looked at most of the kids in Unadilla, and Bob Zavril was a wrestler. I knew wrestlers like to train. I talked to him, talked to his dad, because he was only 16 at the time, and talked with his dad and said that I wanted somebody that was willing to work. And he assured me he would work, and he never missed a practice. It was enjoyable. He hardly said a word the whole 70-miler. He was, and now you can't get him to stop.
I know. And you won the amateur class that year with Bob.
Yes.
Well, if you're going to do it just once, you might as well come out on top for that year. Let's talk about the Hall of Fame, Dick. What was your reaction?
Well, I was honored. I was asked by several people down at the dinner last year, why weren't you nominated or whatever? And I always answered that with, well, which one of these guys up there do you think we ought to take off so that I could go in there? And it just didn't make any sense.
Right.
So I was very honored to make it. And anybody that makes it, there's a lot still waiting that deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. That's one good thing. We got a lot of people that should go in.
Well, you know, what I like about it, too, is it's a combination of paddlers and, like, contributors. So people like Charlie Hinckley, who came up with the idea, and then the guys who 18 hours on the first trip down from Cooperstown, and I'm not remembering all the names, but the people that were just so involved to make this happen and make it continue. I mean, the thing that I'm not sure some local people realize is that this event is worldwide. You know, you're talking about an insurance guy that says, hey, how about a canoe race from Cooperstown to Bainbridge? And now 51 years later, there are people coming from all over the world. Last year, we had competitors from Sweden, and we've just so many different countries have been represented, and especially, of course, Canada. It's amazing, and I believe every state has been represented, or you would probably know that. Any state not been represented? I don't think I've seen Utah. Has Utah?
That would be the one I would guess that I haven't seen, but there's an amazing amount of people from California, Alaska. Last year we had the first paddlers ever from New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
It is amazing. And Charlie, I remember one year when he was still alive, he was saying, when he looked at the park down there, he said, I just can't believe that our little race has turned into this. And he was very, very proud and happy to be the one to have, well, he not only thought of it, he fought for it.
Is there, it's probably hard to take one, but is there, of the many, one special moment in all these years that really stands out? And let me give you a quick example. Ted LaMonica told me last year when I interviewed him that one of the more special moments for him was a guy was going down, he was ready to get out up by, I think, Oneonta or Otego. And he stopped, talked to him, cheered him on, kept it, and he stayed with him the whole time. And pushed him and pushed him, and they got down to the finish line and let him cross first. And he felt this guy would not have completed it without my help. And that made him feel real good. And you know, that's interesting. For 41 years, sure, there's lots of other great memories on that river, but that was special to him.
That doesn't surprise me that Ted would do that. That's the kind of guy he is. I think probably still winning, saying that I was a 70-mile winner is probably tops. But I can say without a doubt, last year's number one for me was Ed Rowley paddling in the fun race, 90 years old, in the canoe parade, and sharp as can be, remembering everything, different stories, and he had just a wonderful time, and we're certainly glad that he was able to do that last year because he passed this year. But I don't think anybody was any happier than Ed was.
Yeah, I agree. And it was really nice to see him, and it was really nice for him to experience getting into the Hall of Fame and being recognized for all that he did.
That's the only time he was in a canoe, except scouts and so forth. He'd never been in a canoe regarding the canoe regatta. And we were glad that fun race and parade was just perfect.
Speaking of that parade, unfortunately, it's been renamed. And I say unfortunately because we also lost a past chairman of a 6-year chairwoman, Pamela Fever, who died just this past year. And it is the name of the parade now, the canoe parade, is the Pamela Fever Memorial Canoe Parade. It'll be held every year from Sydney to Bainbridge. You can float, you can paddle, you can have fun, you can talk to each other on the road, but anyone who wants to do it is welcome in Pam's memory, and unfortunately, it got renamed this year.
You can do everything but race. That's the only thing you can't do. It was originally thought of last year as a once-in-a-lifetime for the 50th, we'll do this. Whit Whitaker was nice enough to say, sure, go ahead, use the launch area. And again, it went off beautifully. Everybody had a good time, including Pam. She was the only one that ran aground during the float. And so we were able to kid her a little bit about that. But what a lady, not just for the canoe regatta. She has just been a marvelous lady for this entire valley. Boy, I miss her.
When Pam got involved, the regatta was in tough shape with volunteers, and great that she did because she was equal to 10 or 20 volunteers, that one person.
Absolutely. She was a great person to come up with different ideas. And when she couldn't get any help to get them done, she did it all.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if the regatta would still be running if she hadn't have come in and took it over. And really, I hate to think of what would happen if she hadn't been around.
Mm-hmm. She came in during a rough time, and thank goodness we had her. Dick, I want to congratulate you. Very well deserved for the honor. I'm looking forward to it this year to see you get inducted into the Regatta Hall of Fame, and look forward, of course, to just seeing you in and around the regatta and hopefully having you as part of our broadcast this year.
Thank you.
Dick Davies, 2013 Regatta Hall of Fame inductee. For Canoe Regatta 2013, I'm Craig Stevens.